FarmWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we make the transition from private gardens open to the public, here we go now with today's personal connection, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands and with over 200 resorts waiting to be at the center of your travels, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences featuring spacious, upscale accommodations, all with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Whether it was the Las Palmeras Resort in Orlando, where we were in May, or the Ocean Beach Club and Ocean Air Resort in Virginia Beach in June, the locations for our most recent big Let's Go America Tour events, wherever travel takes you, folks, find more information and go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com or just find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, our guest for today's personal connection is easily defined as a road warrior. He's experienced over 100 cruises, 86 countries, and averages about 50 to 75 flights per year. Travel and hospitality expert Scott Eddy was living the digital nomad life long before it entered the conversation like it has in today's world. He lives in hotels and on cruise ships while running his global digital marketing company, and he's here now on our show hotline.
Well, I guess the question should be, where is here?
Yes,
Scott, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. Where are we finding you today?
Today, I am in Miami.
Yeah, Miami. Well, beautiful. We've been down there twice this year.
Yeah, one of our favorite cities.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So enjoy. If you get a little South Beach, enjoy for sure. Well, listen, we're going to jump right into this because, you know, like most entrepreneurs, Scott, you've had a pretty nonlinear path to your current successes in the world of travel. We're told you originally thought you were going to be a police officer. Certainly, that would be giving back, no question about it. But a family tragedy altered that. Can you share a little bit about what happened and, you know, how that really was the beginning of a new journey for you, both literally and figuratively?
Yeah, so I grew up in Fort Lauderdale. My dad was a Michigan State Trooper for 11 years. Then we moved to Fort Lauderdale when I was three. He was a Fort Lauderdale cop for 11 years. So my life was very blue growing up. I spent a lot of time in the police station, a lot of time in police cars, just going on ride-alongs and whatnot. So my path was finish high school, graduate, join the police academy, get married, have the 2.5 kids, retire and die. Like, my entire life was mapped out. And I had a date to join the police academy, and 3 weeks before I graduated high school, my father was killed in the line of duty in a plane crash, and it turned everything upside down. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I wanted to do. That moment shattered my path, so I had to rebuild a new one. One that led me around the world and ultimately into hospitality. I never went to college. I wasn't a great student, but I was always a good people person because that's the one thing my dad instilled in me. And that's the thread that stayed consistent today, connecting with people across social, in hotels, whatever. Travel really gave me an identity when I lost mine.
Now, Scott, I'm sorry to hear that, but you really have made quite a life for yourself. I'm sure your dad would be really proud. And I know you did have a stint on Wall Street for a while, but from what I know, you resigned from that position, and that's kind of when you got into travel. I'm curious to hear about the moment, because you could have picked so many industries, and here you are flying literally thousands and thousands of miles a year around the globe in travel. And like you said, you're connecting with people. But after Wall Street, what was it that got you into travel?
So I didn't find travel. Travel sort of found me. The guy who was sitting next to me at my investment banking firm, his best friend was an expat who was working in Bangkok. And he grew up in South Florida as well. And every time he used to come home and come for a visit, we used to hang out and get drinks and dinner. And I was friends with his whole family. And he always used to tell me to come visit him. But I told him, listen, I work 90 hours a week. I can't take a 24-hour flight. So I resigned from the firm. They sold the firm, so I resigned. In January of 99, I bought a two-week ticket to go out and visit him, and I just fell in love with Thailand. After 4 days, I called my mother. I'm like, I'm never coming home. I never use my return ticket. And that was, as I said, early 1999. So I didn't do anything. I bounced around Asia, but my base was Bangkok for about 4 or 5 years. But then when social media came out, on a whim, I started a marketing agency, what turned into the first digital agency in Asia. Mm-hmm. And all my clients were hotels because that's when Southeast Asia was blowing up.
Yeah.
So that's actually how it all happened. Hmm.
Well, I love what you, because again, the travel, Mary and I, we won't get into that right now. We don't have the time, but I mean, travel found us. So we can certainly identify with that for sure. So, you know, Scott, we do have you today in our personal connection segment. We've already gotten a little personal with you, and thank you very much for sharing with the story that you've had, because again, very sorry on the loss of your dad, but, what Mary said, I echo. You know, I would enjoy hearing you expand on how important you think the travel is. And I'm asking this because there are a lot of people out there who they just don't want to travel. You know, I always say they don't know what they don't know about the scope of the travel world. You know, how would you try to convince them otherwise?
I mean, travel has changed my life so much. And for me, it's not about the destination. Yeah, the destinations are great. The foods are great. The cultures are great. I mean, it's about the people.
Amen.
And the people you meet along the way, and this is why I love hospitality so much. You know, it's just the people I meet are just, they're incredible. So in America, it's terrible because we have sort of a Deaton culture that we stay internal in our bubble and we live with blinders on. And this is the reason only 52% of our country has passports. You know, it's a shame because the world has something to offer for everybody.
Well, I love what you're saying, Scott, because I'm going to say, you know, we know people that they're like, oh, they don't care when they go to a hotel. It's just a place to put their head. No, it's not. All the people that are there, if you take some time and invest with them.
Same with the cruise ships
and so forth. It could be any aspect of travel. It could be the airline. It's the people part. And I'm really glad you said that because I'm sure you have so many friends and new connections that you have now that you wouldn't have had if it wasn't for travel.
Well, it's my whole life. Literally, I mean, I'm not friends with, I still talk to maybe two or three people that I went to high school with, and the only reason I would talk to them is just because we're very, very close and they're very active on social media. But if they weren't, it would be almost impossible for me to stay in contact with them.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I give seminars and workshops to hotels about their branding and the psychology of marketing and social media and things like that. And I always tell them, a hotel isn't just a bed. It's a place where people fall in love, reset their life, or get inspired to start over. And I've seen it. I've lived it. And now I tell these stories. What transformed me wasn't the destination. It was the feeling of being seen, valued, and welcomed by complete strangers in new places.
Yeah. We couldn't agree with you more.
Hospitality at its best.
We could not agree with you more on that.
So I want to expand on this a little bit. I know you definitely are close to the world of luxury travel, even ultra-luxury travel, and it's certainly evolved and changed over the years. And these are sectors that Robert and I also connect with. You know, since you work with a lot of major brands, can you just talk just in general about the evolution of the luxury sector of travel and what you believe are some of the expectations of today's guests?
Expectations are going through the roof, especially post-pandemic.
Yeah.
That's to put it short. But at the end of the day, ultra-luxury experience, the tippy top at the pyramid, it doesn't have to be, you know, gone are the days of gold-plated silverware and, you know, butlers wearing white gloves and this and that. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to do things that are out of the ordinary. You know, I know a banker who makes well over $1 million a month. He can buy and go wherever he wants, buy whatever he wants. Luxury to him is going to a hotel that's on the beach, that has no Wi-Fi, and is all he wants to do is walk around in flip-flops and puts his feet in the sand.
Veg, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Luxury means so much to so many different people.
Well, and for this gentleman, that is luxury right there, just to have time.
That sounds like a luxury that we could all get around.
So really quick, something when you are on the road so much, because we only have about 35 seconds on this right now, what's one thing that you do to make, you know, wherever you're staying feel a little bit like home to you?
You know what's funny? I do all these little psychology tricks to make me feel like wherever I am is home. I don't buy travel size anything. Everything I have is full size, whether it's toothpaste, whether it's mouthwash, whatever it is. So, you know, it's just the little things that I do to trick me into believing that wherever I am is at home. It's all about the psychology. How do you set yourself up when you wake up in the morning? First off, I have the same routine no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing.
Well, I think that's important to keep that. And listen, it's so important. Scott, and I do not want to cut you off, but unfortunately I'm going to have to because we got to go to a commercial break in a minute. So I want to give your social and I want to give your website to folks.
It's no problem.
Social media is just at Mr. Scott Eddy, Eddy. Website, very easy, MrScottEddy.com. So, Scott, we're going to have to continue this conversation at some point.
Yeah,
really enjoy connecting
with
you today. Best wishes on your travel adventures, all right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, take care, Scott. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Mary. Well, interesting.
Really interesting story. Nice guy. He's well known in the travel world, and I'd like to have him back sometime.
Yeah, I love the way that travel and what he's done with it, how it found him, and the impact that it's had.
And again, the people.
It's people and connections. That's what it's all about. So. Yeah. All right, folks. We're going to take a break so Bobby can run some sponsor messages and our local stations can update you during this bottom of the hour break. Next, it's The Right Stuff. In about 20 minutes, we'll bring in today's museum gallery. We're taking you to Oklahoma City.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.